Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi Daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Psachim. We spoke yesterday at the end of the shiur. We didn't really get to delve into it so deeply, the sugya of Isser Chal al Isser. And the first Isser that's Chal on an item obviously exists, and another Isser cannot be Chal on it unless it is one of the three exceptions that Chazal say. Isser, we didn't mention all three yesterday, but Isser Bas Achas, two Isserim being Chal at the same time, then you can't say, well, the first one is Chal before the second one, because they're both Chal at the same time, so they both have to be Chal. That's Isser Bas Achas, Isser Mosif, and Isser Kolel. A more expansive and a more inclusive, and that is discussed by the Rishonim. Some Rishonim call Machlokas about what is an Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, but somehow more inclusive and more expanded. So that's what we had yesterday, the discussion of two examples of the Isser of Chametz and the Isser of Tevel. We spoke about if somebody has a dough and then it's become Tevel, so Isser Chametz can be Chal on the Isser Tevel, because Isser Chametz is more inclusive, it's an Isser Hana, but not the opposite. And we also had, towards the end of the daf, Avodah Zarah and the Isser of Tevel. So when he bows down to their pile of straw, that makes it Ne'esar, and if it's Avodah Zarah is after Tevel, then it will be able to be Chal. But if the Isser of Avodah Zarah is before the Isser of Tevel, then the Isser of Tevel won't be Chal. So we had that discussion. There is a discussion in the Achronim, and that is, even if you say Ein Isser Chal al Isser, let's say the second Isser cannot be Chal, is that totally, it's never Chal, and now it's done and you're finished? What do we say? It's there, but you're not going to get punished for it. And let's say, Lu Yitzuyu, you have a case where the first Isser would disappear, would the second Isser then be Chal? So that's a discussion. There are nafkaminas given by Rebbe Elchanan and some of the other Achronim as well. If the second Isser, again, is totally, you know, not Chal, or it's in limbo until it has a chance to be Chal. Okay, so that was a discussion of a little bit of the Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Now we're on towards the bottom of Yud Zayin amid Yud Zayin Mabes. Says the Gemara, Bibun Bar Chia Boi Ha'ochel Chumas Chames BePesach. If somebody eats, we know that if somebody eats Chuma, if a Zar eats Chuma B'mezid, so then that is an Isser of Isa B'dei Shemayim. But if a Zar eats Chuma B'shogeg, so then he has to pay the karba, he has to pay the Kohen. He has to pay him Chulin Misukanim. He doesn't give money, as we said, but he gives him based on the volume of the fruit. If he ate grapes, then he has to give grapes. And if he ate pomegranates, he has to give pomegranates. And those pomegranates, those grapes, get the status of the truma. So what happens, though, if somebody eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach? It's Pesach, so there's an Isra of Chametz, but I eat Truma, and I ate a Peshoge. So normally I have to pay the Kohen, but this wasn't really worth anything, right? It was Chametz on Pesach. So, Lemihu Mishalem, who does he have to pay? So the Karban Eidah here has two days. What exactly is the question of who does he have to pay? Look at the last Karban Eidah on the page. Mi boyele, imu Mishalem la'oso Kohen shayisa Trumas Chametz shalo. Does he have to pay the Kohen who had this truma, right? This truma was his. So normally that's what you have to do. If I eat the Kohen's truma, I have to pay the Kohen. Again, bishogeg, that I have to pay the Kohen. So do I have to pay the Kohen because it's his truma? Oh, dilma l'kol Kohen sheyirtza. Or I could really pay any Kohen I want. Why? Does this really belong to the Kohen? It's chametz. It's asur bana. Tohalo gaza lo osa Kohen. V'lo midi. Shari ha'isa asur bana. It was asur bana anyway. So maybe it doesn't really belong to that Kohen. So I have to pay the first shot of a Karban Eidah is that, of course, I have to pay a Kohen. The question is, do I have to pay this Kohen? Or, that's one day of the Gemara. But Inami, and this is what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky likes, the second shot, Miboyalei, no, the question is, do you have to pay at all? Lemihu Mishalim. You have to designate it, but do you have to pay at all? Lemihu Mishalim. Miboyalei. Imhu Mafrish La'atzmo. Maybe I can be mafresh by myself, and well, it's not mafresh, that already brings me the kapara of eating chuma bishogeg, but I don't have to give it to any Kohen because it wasn't really worth anything. So I can't eat it because it has the status of chuma, but I can sell it to a Kohen. Right, so that's the not question. Am I allowed to do that? Or do I say no? No, you have to pay the Kohenim. Because even though it wasn't worth anything, mitzat chametz, but it was still Truma.
that you ate. So that's the question the Gemara asks. Again, if a Yisrael, if a Zar eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach, do we say, who does he have to pay? Any Kohen or this Kohen, or a Kohen, or let him keep it to himself? So the Gemara, we're going to go with the second shot. Let's say, does he pay for, does he get to keep it, or does he have to give it to a Kohen? So Tiflugta, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish. So we think maybe it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish elsewhere. The is palgun, because we had a machlokas elsewhere. We had this back in Maseches Trumos. Hagozel Truma me'avi imo Kohen. You have a Yisrael. Right? You have a Yisrael, and the Yisrael's mother is a Bas Kohen. So do we, and then what does he do? He steals, I guess it's a little, Bensora Umora-ish. He steals Truma from his grandfather. His grandfather's a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. So, right, his mother's a Bas Kohen. So he steals Truma from his grandfather, and then his grandfather dies, and he's the only inheritor. So now the Truma is his. So he would have gotten it anyway, had he not stolen it. But he stole it, then he ate it. And now his grandfather dies. So does he have to pay somebody? It's his. So Tifluk to Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish. This Palguna goes out Truma me avi imo Kohen. Somebody steals Truma from his maternal grandfather, and then he eats it. And then his grandfather dies, and now he yarshes his grandfather. So who does he pay? So Biyochanan Amar Mishalim Loshevet. You got to pay Kohanim. You have to pay somebody. Why? Because explain the Mefarshim Rav Chaim Kadievsky here. According to Biyochanan, the kapara that you get when you eat Shuma Bishogeg and you have to pay fruit to the Kohen, you don't achieve the kapara until you give it. Right? The pasuk says, the Rav Chaim Kadievsky quotes, V'nasan la-kohen es ha-kodesh. You have to give it to the Kohen. If you don't give it, you didn't achieve kapara. So therefore, even though here it's yours, it comes out that it was your shruma now because you yarshined it. So who are you going to pay? So still, you got to pay somebody because there's no kapara unless you have an asina. Zerachmana amar v'nasan la-kohen v'lo shna imidi dey achil lo shna mishal kohen v'kachu din. Right, you have to pay. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Even though it's yours, you have to pay somebody. There's an asina. Rish Lakish says no. Mishalim Latzmo. Rish Lakish says no. You designate it, but then you can keep it because Mishalim Latzmo, or keep it and then sell it to the Kohen. You have to give it to a Kohen because after all, it was yours. It was yours. So the Gemara is assuming, just like Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish over there having machlokas, where the Truma turns out to be yours, the Truma turns out to be yours because you stole from the grandfather died. So just like over there, the Truma turns out to be yours, so it's a machlokas whether you have to pay anything or not. So too, in our question, right, Rabbi Bun Barchia's question, if I ate Truma chametz of a Kohen on Pesach, that's also, you know, not really belonging to the other Kohen. Just like here, there's no other coin involved. So too, there's no other coin involved. So for maybe we should say it's the same machlokas. Again, in both of them, the coin doesn't really have a taina, either because it's not worth anything because it's chametz, or because there is other coin here. So do we say? So the Gemara suggests maybe that machlokas, Rabbi Rish Lakish, by truma that you yarshined would be the same machlokas as truma's chametz on Pesach. So the Gemara says, who says it's parallel? Rabbi Mana Kumi Rabbi Yosa. I don't think so. I don't think there's an exact parallel here. Mistavra Yoda Reb Shimon Ben Lakish to Reb Yochanan. Reish Lakish would be Modet to Reb Yochanan Chametz. Shu Misham L'Shevet. Reish Lakish, who says that you could keep it, maybe would agree to Reb Yochanan by Chametz that he has to pay. Because after all, in our case, Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish, you know why Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish says what he says? Because it's his. It says he yarshined it from his grandfather. So maybe there he says you don't have to have any nesina. But by chametz, in our question of Rabbi Bun Barchia, at the beginning of our daf, that case, you ate another Kohen's truma. It happens to be chametz also. But if there was another Kohen that's designated, involved, that it was his bailus, right? So then maybe you don't see it's a parallel machlokas, right? Reish Lakish should be modet. Rabbi Yochanan, in that case, is not a parallel machlokas. The Gemara says, Amar Lei, Ofani, oh, this is a continuation. Ofani savar kain shuma temeya afra l'shevet. Because after all, there is, even if, it's you have to burn it, right? Shuma temeya has to be, or shuma has to be burned, but can you get any, we know, by shuma temeya, right? A regular case of shuma temeya. The Kohen's allowed to burn it and get hana from the burning, and then it turns to ashes. So you see this shaychus, even though it's being burned to the Kohen, so so too in our question of Rabbi Bun Barchia, right? It's still relevant to a Kohen, to another Kohen that you'd have to pay, right? It's not like, our case of stealing from the grandfather because there's no other Kohen involved, right? Now you Yarshin did, then that's it. That's where there's a machlokas, and Reish Lakish would say you could get to keep it. Or keep it unless you make another Kohen pay for it. But, here, you know, maybe, the Gemara says maybe it's not a parallel. So again, the Gemara first tries to say it's a parallel machlokas between a case, again, the case of the stealing from the grandfather and the case of ha'ochal chumas chametz b'pesach. And now the Gemara says, or Imana says, no, no parallel. Maybe everybody would agree in our question that you have to pay the Kohen. Because it's connected to the Kohen. Because after all, just like by Truma Temeya, it's connected to the Kohen. So to here, says the Gemara one more line, Aser of Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rebbe Acha, Afilu Ale Pligin. No. I think they would argue even in our case of Chumas Chametz of Pesach. Right? You want to say, Rav Chaim Gadevsky explains it this way, you want to say, wait a minute, just like Truma Temeya has to be burned that the Kohen can get Hana, so to our case. It's a big difference. When you have Truma Temeya, the Kohen's allowed to use it as fuel, and he gets Hana from it as it's still Truma. And then afterwards, it becomes ashes. But by Chametz, you want to say that, oh, it's still relevant because the Kohen could use the ashes after it's burned. You have to burn the Chametz. But then it's not Truma anymore. Only after it's ashes. That's not parallel. So in our case, it's not connected to any Kohen. So I think Reish Lakish would say in our case too, that Mishalim La'atzmo. So I think it is a parallel the Gemara ends up saying. Again, the Rav Chaim Gadevsky uses the magical phrase here, again, to be mechalik between a regular case of Truma Temeya, which a Kohen burns and gets Hana from, versus Chametz, where he could use the ashes after it's burned. That's not the same thing. When it comes to Truma Temeya, you're getting benefit from it when it's still Truma. Right, but by chametz you don't. By chametz it's already not there anymore. But she'en ken chametz the isuri hanohu. You're not going to get hanoah from chametz as it burns. Elo lebaser disarifu daafran mutter dekvar kali le isura upanim chadashos ba'olakan. Right, it's not chametz anymore. It's not truma anymore, and therefore it's panim chadashos. It's a new status. Right, panim chadashos. They say this is one of the examples of Reb Chaim that. You, even if you have a phrase that Chazal used in different contexts, it doesn't always mean the same exact thing in every different context. Right? Panim Chadashos by Sheva Brachas means one thing. Panim Chadashos in a context where items are changed in the Chefza, so that's something that's very different. It just means it's a new status. Right? You can't use the ashes that you, from the Chametz to be Panim Chadashos for a wedding. Right? And Sheva Brachas. That's not, even though the same words are used. Okay, but this is, the Gemara again says, on the maskana here, that it would be a parallel machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, to our question of Rabbi Bun Barchia, that if somebody eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach. Period. Rabbi Yossi Boy. Hane'ene minahektish pachas mishra pruta. So we know, the Rambam Nezikim. We know that the halacha is if I steal something, the full avera of stealing is only when it is a shava pruta. Right, the Rambam says in Hilchas Geneva and in Hilchas Gezela. Geneva and Gezela, that if you steal a Shava Pruta, so then you are violate the Isser. But the Rambam's Lashon, I'm not going to get into the difference between Geneva and Gezela right now, but that's the Rambam's Lashon. Akuchala Godiv Mammon Mishava Pruta Valamala over Alosase. Shemar Lo Signov, beginning of Hilchas Geneva. If I'm Gonev Shava Pruta Valamala, I violate Lo Signov. You don't get Malkus. You don't get Malkus for that. And then the Rambam says in Al Chabez, Aser Lignov Kol Shehu Din Torah. But is this a Raisa to steal any amount, even less? So the full Avera, if somebody steals it, Shara Prudav Lamala, they violate the Losa Sev Lo Signov. And then the Rambam says, is Aser to steal Gonev Kol Shehu Din Torah. Interesting. Is that included in Lo Signov? The Rambam says, Kol Shehu Din Torah. But it doesn't say here, Mishum Lo Signov. Right? Earlier he says, if you steal a Shavar Pruta, you violate Lo Signov. Here he just says, Aser. Maybe this is like the Magen Mishnah here says, what's Kol Shehu? Kedin Chatzi Shir. Kedin Chatzi Shir B'Yisurim. This is an important example of the Magen Mishnah applying the Sugi of Chatzi Shir outside of eating. right? There are those that limit the sugi of chatzi shir, right? Eating a half a kazayas of a pig and half a kazayas of any other machals asuros to eating. But this Magen Mishnah applies it to Geneva. What's the source for the Rambam? That it's also to steal even a chatzi pruta. Chatzi shir, that's the Magen Mishnah suggestion. This is a Rashi in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalet also, that says it applies by Borer, which is Melecha Shabbos, but this is Geneva. The Rambam also, the beginning of Hilchas Gezela also. Aser Ligzol Kol Shehu Din Torah. Same thing, Aser Geneva, Aser Gezela applies. So that's right by regular case of Geneva. What about stealing from the Beis HaMikdash? That is a special status. I'm using the Lashon of stealing, but that's not really a good translation. Miduyak. There's an Isra Me'ila, getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a big discussion in the Achronim, whether the root of that Isra of Me'ila is an Isra of Geneva, right? Stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. And when you get Hana'ah illegally from the Beis HaMikdash, so that's really a form of Geneva, right? We'll try to see if that's, some sources for that. Or do I say no? Me'ila is about a bizayon hektish halacha. It's not about stealing. It's bizayon hektish. That's why it's about hana'ah. It's not so much about the geneva. So with all of that, so Rabbi Yossi boy, hananim and a hektish pachadish v'apruta. If somebody benefits less than a shavapruta from hektish, ma'u she'echayev b'tashlumin. Right, we know for sure he's not chayev a karban. There's asham me'ilos. There's a karban for the violating the isra of me'ila. So the carbon is only brought if one, there's a minimum of sharpruta. But does he have to pay? Maybe me'ila is different from other chiyuve mamon. Again, this question might goofum be about what the chakir that we just said. Right? Do you say at root it's an isra geneva, and therefore the limit will be sharpruta? Or do I say no, it's an isra bizayin hektish, and therefore even less? So, amar le nishminim and adal, let's try to learn it from the following. V'yesa sharchatam and hakodesh yishalem. The pasuk says, this is the referring to Me'ila. It's very unclear in the Torah what exactly is the source for the Isser of Me'ila. But Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, but the Pasuk here says by Me'ila, if some beginning of Vayikra, v'tashachadim ha'kodesh yishalem, prat l'pachad v'sharapruta, excluding less than a sharapruta. But then we have another brisa, is tani tani l'rabos, right, to include. Take out the next word, tashlumin. So there's one pasuk that excludes, one pasuk that includes. So manda amar, so maybe we say, that's answering our question. Manda amar prat lefachos mishavapruta. According to the brice that says that you're excluding by less than a shavapruta, skip the next word, lekarbon. That's telling you that no carbon. Right? If I benefit from the Beis HaMikdash less than a shavapruta, I'm parted from the carbon. Manda amar lerabos betashlumin. The one that says to include, it is say that you still have to pay. So maybe that answers our question. There's no carbon by Pachad Bishra Pruta, but there is a Tashlum in Pachad Bishra Pruta. And the Gemara says, now, just like we answered that maybe you do pay, if you violate Me'ila, you pay even less than a Shavar Pruta. Kamad de Tamer Taman, Pachad Bishra Pruta, Mezid, Avo Beishena Mishalim, Chomesh Va'asham, Yishalim Lashevet, right? If somebody, just like by Me'ila, less than a Shavar Pruta, Bemezid, right? Me'ila is even Bemezid. Even though you're not paying the carbon, you're gonna pay the, right, you're not gonna have the chashim, yisham l'shevet, right? Shevet here means the Beis HaMikdash. V'yamar of hacha, Cain. Would you say the same thing here by truma? By truma. If a czar eats pachas b'shevet pruta of truma, does he have to pay the kohen? Right? Is it comparable? Is truma comparable to me'ila? Just like by Me'ila, maybe you'd pay even less than a Shavar Pruta. So too by Truma. If a Zar eats it, would the Zar pay less than a Shavar Pruta? So Amrin, Chavraya, Kumi, Reb Yosa, V'la Masnisahi. Doesn't our Mishnah have something to say about this? Our Mishnah says, Ha'ochal Shumas Chametz B'Pesach. Right, back to our Mishnah. We've got our Mishnah, which is on the back of the bottom of Yud, Zayin, and Aleph. If somebody eats Shumas Chametz B'Pesach, remember, Shogeg, Mishalem Karen V'Chomesh. B'Shogeg, where you're not paying for the value. Chametz on Pesach has no value. You're paying for the volume. Mishalem Karen V'Chomesh. Mezid, Patim Natashlumen, Nid Meitzim. But if it's Mezid, you're not paying for anything. Right? Because there, it's valueless. It's Chametz. So you don't pay. So we're comparing, the Gemara is saying, isn't Chametz the same thing as Pachas Mishavar Pruta? Just like our Mishnah says, by Chametz it has no value, and therefore the Yisrael doesn't pay anything. So maybe we should say the same thing by Pachos Mishavar Pruta. Really kasha on what we just said. We just try to compare Me'ila and Truma. Just like by Me'ila, you're going to pay even less than a Shavar Pruta. So too by chametz. So we're saying, doesn't our Mishnah prove otherwise? Doesn't our Mishnah prove that you are not going to pay less than a shavah pruta because you compare chametz less than a shavah pruta? The Gemara says, no, don't compare those two. Amar alone taman in a rei lahashlam aleha. In the case of chametz, it's not even a chatzi shir. It's nothing. It's zero. That's not worth anything. So that's why you would not have to pay the kohen anything in that case. But over here, by pachad v'shir pruta, maybe you would pay the kohen. Meaning the fact that it's pachad v'shir pruta, maybe we have the concept of chazilitz tarufe, it can combine, and therefore, don't tell me that you could compare the two. So the Gemara ends up with the maskana that it's possible. It's possible, at least according to the Yerushalmi, I think the Bavli holds not, but according to Yerushalmi, if a Yisrael eats pachot b'shever pruta of the chuma, b'shogeg, then he's going to have to pay the kohen less than the pruta. Or even b'mezid, when he was mazik, he still has to pay him just b'shum mazik and gezel without the chomish. Period. As I mentioned, me'ila is a big topic, whether it's mishum gezel or mishum hana'a of the Beis HaMikdash. So that Reb Chaim has a discussion of this in Hilchas Me'ila, and he assumes clearly that it's an issue of gezel. Because he has rayas, that the Gemara towards the end of Bava Metzia discusses, he quotes Tosfos Kasha, that there's a pasuk when the halacha is in Parshat Kisei that a worker is allowed to eat from the field as he's working in the field. Right? As if I'm working in grapes, I'm allowed to take some grapes while I'm eating. That's understood. So the Gemara has an exclusion to say, but if it's me'ila, if it's based on Migdash grapes, you're not allowed to eat it. So there's a pasuk to teach me that if it's me'ila grapes, even if you're working in the field, you're not allowed to eat it. So ask Tosfos, we don't have a pasuk to teach me that if I'm a nazir, I'm not allowed to, you know, eat the grapes. That's obvious, right? The Isur of Naziris are in Nidche because you're a worker in the field, right? If it's Avodah Zarah grapes, there's no pasuk that says, oh, you're not allowed to eat Avodah Zarah grapes. All other Isurim are obvious that you're not allowed to violate them. But all of a sudden, the pasuk, the Gemara there in the Bamitsiya has to quote a pasuk to say, yeah, but if it's Me'ila, if it's based on Migdash grapes, you're not allowed to violate Me'ila. What would be my Havamina? I'm not allowed to do any other Isur. The only Isur that's matired here is Gezel, right? No other Isurim. So Rav Chaim says, that's exactly the point. Me'ila at root is Gezel. That's why I would have thought that if you're a worker in a field and the Torah matirs Isurim of Gezel, then you're allowed to, you're allowed to eat from it. Kamash Bala, no. This is Gezel of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not Gezel of your friend, and therefore it is different. But that's what Reb Chaim proves from that to answer that question of Tosfos that it is at root is Sir Gezel. The Demes Lo Shach LeMelech Klal Shari Yisur MiGezel Milvad Yisur MiMonal Lo Yafinan Ella De BePoel Lo De Huter Sir Gezel. Only Gezel is Matir, not Nazir or Meiser Sheni. And that's why Yisod Isser Meila Humishim Din Gezel Hektish V'Chein Muchach Miad De Meila. And also you could be Mitzdarif Lizman Meruba. Okay, there are other Rayas as well. Okay, last line. So now the Gemara is going to get into again a couple of big topics, but we're just going to touch on it. Kimle B'Drava Minei. What if you did these Isurim? Shogeg B'Truma Umezid B'Chametz. What if somebody eats Trumas Chametz and he was Shogeg on the Truma? Shogeg on the Truma, which means he has to pay. He was Mezid on the Chametz, which means he gets Malkus. So, which are you going to get, right? These are cases where there's two punishments, right? Shogeg on the truma, that's tashlumin. Mezid on the chametz, which is malchus. Or shogeg b'truma, mezid b'nazir, right? Or let's say you are shogeg on the truma, which is paying, mezid b'nazir, which is malchus. Shogeg b'truma, mezid b'yom kippurim, which is malchus, right? All those cases. So, do you get both punishments in those cases, right? Or do you say the principle of kimle b'drabba minei that you only get one punishment? So, in tiftirini l'shnei dvarim nicha. If you view this case as, this isn't kimle. What's kimle? Where I do one act, which has two mechayvim, and it's mechayv me two punishments, then we only say you only get one. Here it happens to be two things that happen to be overlapping, but they're not really the same thing. It's two shemos isser. And therefore, of course, you'd get both. Im tifterini l'shnei dvarim, if you treat the two isurim that happen to overlap as two separate things, then for sure, there's no kimle b'drabamina here. It's just two things that happen to overlap. And therefore, you'd be chayiv too. But im tifterini l'davar echad, if you view it as one, so then it's a little tricky. Because then this is a case of, again, all the cases of Tashlum in here were Shogeg B'Truma. Shogeg B'Truma. So you are Shogeg on the Truma and Mazed on the, you know, on the item that you got Malkus for. So in that case, that would be a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a machlokas elsewhere. Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes this whole discussion. Have a machlokas elsewhere by Chayve Malkus Shogigin. Remember the big sugi of Kimle. Kimle doesn't only apply if you actually get the punishment. Tana de Bechizkiah says elsewhere in the Bavli, Baba Kama Lamed Hei and Subas Lamed Hei, Chayve Misa Shogigin, you're also going to be part of the Malkus because it's an Aveira that's Machayve Misa. What about Chalve Malkus Shogigin? That's a machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan says you're not going to get Malkus, so you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay. So if there's no Malkus, you're going to have to pay. Reb Yochanan and the Gemara assumes would say then the opposite also. If there is Malkus, then you're not going to pay. And that's in all of our cases, the Gemara assumes Reb Yochanan would say you're going to get Malkus in all these cases. Because again, Reb Yochanan says the rule is if you're ever going to get Malkus, then you don't pay, then you're not going to pay. If you don't get Malkus, you are going to pay. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of Chayvei Malkus Shogigin as being Pater. So therefore, in the flip case, if there is Malkus, you're going to get Malkus and not pay. That's Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Reish Lakish, this is all explained by Rav Chaim Kanievsky and a little bit in the Karban Eida. According to Reish Lakish, even Chayvei Malkus Shogigin are Pater. Because why? And what about Tashlumei Truma? If you eat Truma B'Shogig, you're still going to get Malkus. That's an exception to the rule. So if it's an exception to the rule, the Feirish Ripsa HaTorah, so here too, maybe you would get both punishments. Period. That is the, or at least get the, at least get the payment. I would say not both punishments, at least you would pay, according to Reish Lakish. So again, the Gemara says, in all these cases where there's an overlap of two Averas, if you view it as two separate worlds, then there's no Kimle, you'd get both Averas. If you say it's one world, that's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan would say, you get Malkus and don't pay. Reish Lakish would say, no, it's a special Gzeiras HaKasa by Truma, you would pay and not get Malkus. Period. Rabbi Osai, we're back to Psachim. We've always been in Psachim, but we're back to the Seder. Elu dvarim shadam yosi behen yochavasa bepesach. Which grains could use for matzah? Which grains could use for matzah? As we know, it's the same grains that you could, that is, create the mitzvah of challah. It's the five grains. Vechitim, wheat, sa'orim, barley, kusmin, spelt, shiboles, shu'al, vishifon, oats, and rye. That's how most of the time it's translated. And what else are you allowed to use? Ubidmai. Dmai, rov ame aretz ar ma'aser. So that's why you're allowed to use Dmai. The Gabavli says, because after all, you can make yourself into an ani by being mafker all your stuff, and then you could eat Dmai. The Bishop Dmai says you could give, an ani could eat Dmai. So you see it's inherently mutter. Uber Meiser Rishon no Shumaso. And Meiser Rishon, all these cases are always, the Gemara and the Bavli always gives a pshat. What's the chiddush of these lines? If the lady went to take the Meiser Rishon very early, before there was a chiv of Trumas and Meiseris, that's okay, he could take it, and in that case, he doesn't even have to give Trumas Meiser. Doesn't have to give Trumas Meiser. Meiser Rishon Shenitlo Trumas, I'm sorry. Or he has to give Trumas Meiser. He doesn't have to give the Truma Gedola. Right? So that's okay. That's kosher. You could use that for matzah. Or Meiser Sheni Vehektish and Iftu. Meiser Sheni and Hektish that were redeemed, even if it wasn't redeemed perfectly. But it was redeemed and you didn't pay the Chomesh. It's still okay. You could use that for matzah. Va'akonim b'chala b'truma. Konim could use chala and truma for matzah. Because they're allowed to eat it. All those cases, you could use for matzah, because inherently they're mutter to eat. Aval, the following items are usher to eat, therefore you can't use that for matzah. It's mitzah, is it mitzah babavera? Is it, lo lachem? We'll see. Avalo betevel, you can't use tevel, avalo b'maizri rishon l'shalon l'chumaso, and you can't use maizri rishon l'shalon l'chumaso. What does that mean? A levi took his maizri rishon after there was already a chiv of truma gadola. So now, it's gonna be usher unless he takes truma gadola and truma smaizri from his maizri rishon. And also, if Meiser Sheni and Hektish were not redeemed properly, maybe you didn't use a coin with a proper coin, so then if it's still asa to eat, then you cannot use it for matzah. Chalas Toda Rikiki Nazir. Some of the loaves of the carbon Toda and Nazir are made out of matzah. Some of them are chametz, so you obviously can't use that for the mitzvah matzah. But what about the matzah parts? So Asan La'atzmo, if he made it for himself, Ein Yotzeben, he can't use them. Asan limker, but if he made it to sell, lashuk, yotzei meni kibi yotzei, why in the world should there be that chiluk? So we'll have to see in the Gemara what is the reason for that. Ksiv, Vayabachocha milechem aris tarimu truma l'Hashem. The pasuk says, by the mitzvah of chala, when you get to the land of Israel, take off truma. Hayisi omer, you call it v'ram chayiv b'chala. I might think that all grains, everything is chayiv b'chala. Even legumes, tamalomar milechem v'lo kol lechem. No, no. Certain breads, and that is out of the five grains. If you're going to limit it, maybe I should limit it to the two most important grains, wheat and barley. Shar minim minayin. How do I know to include other minim? Tamalomar reishis ariso sechem riba. V'ribas hakol. So there's an exclusion and an inclusion. So the inclusion includes all five, and the exclusion excludes everything else. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon Tani Rabbi Shmuel Kain. Rabbi Shmuel also has that following, has that previous limud. But Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zora, Rabbi Shimon Melakas, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shmuel, or Rabbi Mana, Azas l'keisern v'shamis Rabbi Achva bar Zura Amar va'aba havi Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shmuel. Different lashon. Rabbi Zura said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. It's different than Misoras who said it. Really, it's a gzeir shava. Nemar lechem bepesav, nemar lechem bechala. Just like the lechem by Pesach, you could only use something that becomes leaven, it becomes chametz, and we assume only these five grains cause the process called chimutz. So too the lechem that it says by chala is something that's going to cause leavening. They did experiments and they checked, and only these five grains create chametz and matzah. V'shar kol aminim, and amon l'day matzah v'chametz, el l'day sirchon. All other grains, besides these five, I don't know, potato grains or any rice grains, as we'll see, that doesn't cause chimutz leavening. It causes a different type of process called sirchon, and that is not going to allow, those items are not allowed to be used for matzah. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this with Hashem next time. As we continue now, we're in the world of matzah.